So, Clara of Link Between Fortress asked me my opinions of herself and her muse, Albie. For Albie, he's just an adorable, lovable, courageous idiot. He's great. He's everything. Because of Albie, when I finally get a Link Between Worlds, I'm probably going to be the stupidest hero that somehow makes it. That might be happen anyway, but that's not important. And as for Clara herself, stop selling yourself short. I swear, your writing is good, okay? You're a good writer, and you're a really nice person, and just stop it. Stop selling yourself short. And Clara also asked me to sing a song. Well, if you insist. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears, it's a world of hope, it's a... Okay, I'm not going to sing that. Instead, I'm going to sing Why Patty's Not at Work Today. Dear sir, I write this note to you to inform you of me plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, me face a deathly gray. I write this note to tell why Patty's not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear, and to throw them down from such a height seemed not a good idea. But the gaffer wasn't very pleased, he was an awkward sod. He said I had to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. So when I had untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I took off like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke my shoulder as onto the ground it sped, and when I reached the top I banged the pulley with me head. I held on tight, though numb with shock from this almighty blow, and the barrel spilled out half its load 14 floors below. Now when those building bricks fell from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. I held on tightly to the rope as I flew to the ground, and landed on those building bricks that were scattered all around. Excuse me. Now as I lay there on the deck, I thought I'd passed the worst. But when the barrel reached the top, that's when the bottom burst. A shower of bricks came down on me, I knew I had no hope. In all of this confusion, I let go of the bloody rope. The barrel being heavier, it started down once more, and landed right on top of me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you understand why Patty's not at work today. Yeah, excuse me. My throat's a little bit congested, but I hope you enjoyed. See ya.